see why people think that you're a womanizer and that you slander women. I don't feel like you because I know you.
Oh, okay.
But the way you speak about women, and you have a mother and sisters, possibly,
yeah, I have sisters.
It's mind-boggling because not always does a woman catch feelings first. There has been times when niggas say, I love you first. That's okay.
I've been in
situations,
we
like that type
bro.
Of shit. We like that type. We don't want a nigga that's walking around always upset, miserable, mad, mad at the woman, mad at the bitch, mad at the hoe, whoever. Like, keep your motherfucking gangster. If you like a bitch, tell her. If you want to cry, cry. Stop trying to act like you that nigga, because guess what? That same bitch that's holding you up is tearing down inside because you acting like that nigga. A man can have so much control over a woman if they get their motherfucking mind aligned with their heart and their dick. But because they should be all over the fucking place, that's why the relationship be all over the fucking place. Mm. And again, when I said a woman will leave mentally before she leave physically, we will put up with so much shit because we want to keep seeing the potential. We want to keep seeing the growth. We done put all this work into this nigga. One day he gonna be better. One day he gonna do what he gotta do. But y'all niggas just fuck it up every time. Like, sometimes y'all be like, oh, we don't have sex enough. I might be like, you know, I'm gonna go home and fuck the shit out of this nigga. But by the time I get home, the nigga done said some dumb ass shit. So now I'm like, well, fuck you.
I'll
fuck
myself and go to sleep. I love the sisters. I love the sisters.
I'm just saying.
I love the sisters.
Let's keep it real. Let's keep it fucking real. If I catch feelings, I catch them.
Okay, so let me. It's
but man,
Kyle is going crazy right now. Yeah, hold on.
Man usually catch feelings first, bro.
Where you caught feelings and was asked, like, and you didn't.
Oh, hold on. Are you on the podcast?
I need to be.
No, you don't.
First of all,
you in the room.
We got extra chairs.
You in the motherfucking room.
I did mess with an entanglement and I caught feelings, but I told everybody about that. You know what I'm saying? I was real with my husband about that.
I've caught plenty of feelings.
And I'm pretty sure I'm not the only one who is real and raw like this. I'm pretty sure there's a lot of women who are. I keep it real.
You know,
with
you end up fucking.
Oh, don't look at me.
And then she's like, oh, I met someone.
Oh,
like, damn. Word.
I'm just saying, I keep it
right?
real.
That's like, oh, word.
Man.
Oh, you met some. Oh, word.
I have to be in the background.
I don't know.
She out there meeting people for.
So one comment, the woman with the energy is why you ready to blow her brains out and be so hurt when she cheat back because you know her energy.
Who said that?
Rika did.
That's real.
Who?
Rika.
I don't know, but that's it's a breeze. Hey, girl. Period.
Well, what did it say? I'm going to hear a comment.
I mean, can y'all read some comments, please?
I just read one.
She said, hey, girl. What she said?
She said, what's her name? The Dream Gitch. Keep that shit 100 with their emotions, body, and spirit. Correct. We talked about soul ties one time. And I feel like that's a real thing. Like, you can mess with somebody and you will catch feelings. I'm not saying it's not possible, but it's possible for a nigga to catch feelings too. He's saying that only women catch feelings.
No, I didn't say only. I didn't say only.
They catch feelings first?
I said first, yes. That's
nah,
what
that ain't always
nah,
true.
I didn't say only.
That ain't always true.
Focus, baby. This waffle put him
and then you got to understand. And then if a woman knows herself, bro, like, awoke, awake, whatever the fuck, you know, awoke.
I'm just saying, like, my thing is, okay, so we don't hear it's called raw material, right?
Right.
So yes, we're trying to be truthful within each other, right? Like, you know, the woman side, the man side, right?
There's no right or wrong, bro. It's the opinions.
Somebody said, pull up a chair, don't let him quiet you down. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, okay, listen.
Go ahead, girl. Wave. Show that hand.
Paying attention to Quinn.
Wait.
Show that hand. Definitely still talking.
Pull up a chair.
Let me get a motherfucking edge.
Pull up!
Yeah, ain't no mic. Pull up a chair. Ain't no mic.
Ain't no mic.
And I can share.
We can share.
Ain't no mic.
And I can share.
And you ain't got no headphones.
And I don't give a fuck. Can you hear me?
We can hear you loud and clear. Check.
Mike Jones talking about women catch feelings first and fast. I'm strongly thinking that this man need to come on the show.
Oh, no. He said he gonna come on. I don't know when he gonna come on.
When he come, make sure I'm here.
Okay.
Because now he's sounding like a woman. He's the type of man who don't get good women. He get them thoughts. He get the bitches that burn you.
Yeah, I've got a lot of those.
Yeah.
That's
the type of woman he got.
Burning? Wait, what kind of burn you talking about?
No,
yeah, what are you talking about? Burning? Like, you said you got plenty of
burn, fire. Burn.
I know burn, nigga.
Oh, no, no. She's not talking about that. What you think? She's not talking about that. She's talking about just like fucked over and bullshit. Like,
what I'm saying is, when a man is always attacking women,
narcissist,
he has woman problems. And he might possibly be gay.
Ooh, wait a minute. Hold up. It's too much.
The gloves are off.
Wait.
Pussy is pussy, and your dick is just dick, my guy. It ain't a wand. It's a stick. It's a branch.
Wait.
Come on.
Damn. Okay, so somebody said if the penis is great and we vibing, damn right I'm gonna catch feelings and express that shit. Yeah, she said penis. So then Rika said a nigga would kill himself if a woman really kept it real with a man, and then men say we're knocking them down. Okay.
We know what we want. We know we want to fuck a nigga right when we meet the nigga. Okay. We just wait and play games with y'all ass. Yeah. We know what the fuck we really want to do. Every woman knows if she want to fuck a guy. If you do something stupid by the end of the night, you're not getting the pussy. But we're going to be horny when we get to the table. We eating and we talking. So if the conversation is keeping me intrigued, I'm going to fuck with you.
Classy.
But this dude right here.
And if you catch him on a full moon.
This dude right here. Talking about some pussy is pussy. Like, it's he has a double standard mind.
Pussy is not pussy
because you got pussy a loose pussy, you got a fat pussy, you got a tight pussy, you got a juicy pussy, you got a dry pussy.
You got,
and baby, pussy, if pussy is pussy, something wrong with you. That make you leave
your family pussy.
That's the only thing left is niggas.
Wait a minute, time out.
That's the only thing left.
Why
is
you
niggas.
Coming for this nigga like that?
I mean,
Shay, I'm reading them because I'm the goddamn host.
What's
Shay saying?
Don't do Shay like that.
What's Shay saying? She better cut that shit out. She know what the fuck going on around here. Shay know I'm just fucking with her. She know. She was on.
What she said? I know.
She said, don't let QP read the comments. Let somebody else. Man, you better cut it out.
Damn, she saying you can't read, bro.
Yes.
Basically, that's basically what she said.
So your boy Mike Jones. It seemed like he want to have a conversation. You need to come on to the table, baby.
Oh, he will. He gonna come.
He said, I may not be getting no pussy from you, which you will never. somebody gonna want to give it up, which I'm sure. Oh. It's like there's somebody for everybody. So you might be getting some pussy, but is it that pussy? You might be getting some whack pussy.
It's a breeze.
Y'all
better
cut it up. You is. Any bitch that deal with a nigga that talk like that, come on.
I've been drinking, so y'all better shut the hell up. Shit. Fuck wrong, y'all. I've been drinking. So that's why it come out like that. Shit.
Hi, sister. I miss you. Heaven kiss.
The fuck?
Rika.
Hi, baby.
Oh, for sure. Babe, for sure. Shay. For sure.
Where's she at?
Where is she?
She's at home.
Oh.
No, she said she was at work.
She works at home.
Oh. Oh, well.
And so do I.
Yeah, I don't have nothing against that.
I got it.
Those were jokes.
No, fuck all that. That's why jokes. I work from home.
Yay, man.
It's fine. I mean, work is work.
I'm jealous of y'all niggas that work.
Oh, shit. Calling in.
Who calling in?
Sharika.
Oh, she calling in on yours? Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. That's cool. That's cool. She should have called in on that one.
Join the live, bitch. Join the live.
Yeah, that would have been a little bit better. Cardo, what's happening, bro? But yeah, so if anybody who's joining in right now, what you've missed, it's been a lot of shit that was going on.
Behind scenes.
Yeah. It's, behind the scenes. Shit. Man, in the comments.
This one right here.
Read the comments.
Firecracking. I love it.
Read the comments. Try to catch yourself up. But we have been talking about gender roles. Single till you're married. Bullshit. Trifling shit.
Somebody touching some places on you.
I'm just keeping it 100. We're talking raw material.
Let me ask you a question, Q. This gender roles, right? Would you feel some type of way if you came home and saw your shorty doing something that you, something manly? I want to say manly because I don't want to put it in a box. Right? Would you feel some type of way?
Yeah.
What was your question? Sorry, I missed that.
If I came home and my lady, my girl, whatever, was doing something like manly or something that I feel like I should be doing.
Like you was changing the oil in your car.
Like,
you came home. You came home. Shorty's under the car.
What you gonna do?
Move. I got it.
Yeah. That's me. Yeah, for sure. Oh. Get your ass out the goddamn way. What the fuck are you doing? It's gonna be a smooth, clean, get the fuck out of the way, cuss out.
Get your ass inside and cook.
Yeah. Well, I wouldn't say that. No, just move the fuck out of the way.
Yeah, because I can see.
Okay. Get the fuck out the goddamn way. Move. Now.
At the end of the day, I love my black men, not boys.
And I love my sisters.
Right.
I ain't never been with a white woman. Never. My never. Dad. You been with a white
woman? He said, I get what you're saying, sis, but most women put their pussy way too high up.
That's and most niggas put their dick up on me. It's our fault because we tell y'all y'all did good and don't be. You must want to eat my pussy.
Oh. Okay. Damn. Right. Whoa.
I mean,
that's a question.
That don't sound too bad.
Because it's crazy that you say that women up their pussy, but niggas do it all the time.
Do you?
They say they dick big, and it's our fault because well, not mine, because I'm gonna tell you if you got whack dick. So
right on the strip, like after,
if we fucking and I can't get my groove, I'm like, you know what? Can we just stop?
That'll mean you done that.
You done that. You kicked the nigga out the room.
Yeah, I didn't. I've done that. I just said, let's watch TV. Let's watch TV. Let's smoke.
I get out.
Let's watch TV. Let's smoke.
Just have a shower. You know, like
I don't even do that. Like I'm just finished. The fuck. We're done.
Damn. I mean, I'm not about
move,
to
move. I can do it myself.
Right. Exactly. No, but dead ass, like, bad sex is like a bad hair day.
It's disrespectful.
It's like a bad hair day. We got to wear that shit.
And some of the issue is.
And it's a waste body, huh?
A waste body.
And those are the ones that
women put their pussy too high.
Those are the ones that don't make the list.
So he's saying what? That women hold their pussy to a high standard. So I'm like, fuck him. And he like, baby, that pussy was good. I'm like, fuck him. And he was like, man, it was all right. It was some mediocre shit. But this nigga like, shit, I don't know who you was fucking, but who I was fucking was good. So it depends on who got the pussy. So you got to have a mindset. See, I can get deep with you, Mike Jones, but...
Mike Jones, you making us look bad, homie.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
Nah, no, he's not. It. No, bro, I got your back, bro. I got your back.
He don't got your back or your front. I'm going to just tell you that right now.
Mike Jones. Bro,
if you saying we hold our pussy to a standard, I hold mine to a standard. I'm going to fuck what a nigga say.
I hold my dick to a standard, shit.
That's
who the fuck walks around and say, my pussy whack. My pussy,
No, but if I'm telling you, if it's a continuous thing that your pussy's fucking trash and there's several niggas that you said your shit was fucking trash, why the fuck you keep thinking
so
your shit good?
So what is trash pussy?
Damn, you took it out of my mouth. Damn.
What is trash pussy?
What is trash pussy?
And if you say it's trash, that's because she ain't turned on, but go ahead.
Period. Go ahead.
I ain't never had a dry pussy.
You got
it. Never mind. If your dick not good, my pussy not gonna get wet.
And it's deeper than that, too. You gotta do some foreplay. You gotta...
These niggas be out here jackrabbiting and shit. Nigga, slow down, fucking me. What? Where you going? Slow down.
What, Q, answer the question. What is whack pussy?
What is whack pussy?
What is whack pussy, man?
Everybody look at...
That's fine. I don't give a fuck. I don't give
okay,
fuck.
To
okay,
you.
Tell us.
What is trash pussy to you?
I'm about to get into it if y'all let me get it fucking to it.
We're waiting.
And like y'all show, guys.
whether y'all say a woman because her pussy is dry, she's not into it. No, that's not always.
I know. What's your definition of whack pussy?
Dryness. That fucking shit loose. That fucking shit. She can't take no dick.
Loose.
She want to hit in one fucking position.
Loose.
But those are all things that can be fixed.
Wait. What the fuck?
A small dick can't be fixed.
I don't have time for fixing shit. We're grown, boo.
But if your pussy, if the pussy not getting wet, I'm telling you.
Loose.
I'm not trying to
know. Or you're not doing enough to make my pussy wet.
The only time a female pussy gonna be dry is she old and going through menopause.
Or
pussy just
she diabetic.
Work, for sure.
Yeah.
Or she diabetic.
Right.
Not diabetic.
I'll have some diabetic pussy.
Stop. I'm fucking dead.
It was decent.
Not diabetic pussy.
It was decent.
She needs some sugar. Or less sugar. Like,
I don't understand why it's okay for women to say that a nigga dick is trash, but as soon as I say...
It's okay for you to say it's trash.
No, because we don't
why.
No,
but
what's loose pussy, though?
I just gave four.
Loose
pussy. Like, what the fuck is all about?
Loose pussy is a good one.
Or she's soaking wet. Soaking wet. No?
No.
Oh,
no.
I thought I had that one.
No.
No, okay.
I gave four.
Example of whack dick.
Don't know how to stroke.
Girl,
damn.
Off beat. You off beat and shit. Don't know what
I'm going up.
Doing.
You coming up. Like, yeah, you can't like, going up. You come down while I'm going up. Like, if I'm hit. Okay, my favorite position is from the back, right?
Period.
So if you hit me from the back and your dick keeps slipping out,
woo.
Or if I start throwing it back on you and you can't keep up and you come.
Yeah.
Nigga, get your ass up off me.
Yeah.
Whack. You don't even put your clothes on. Just get out.
You do know, no matter the size, sometimes that motherfucker definitely
goes. Oh, yeah. The dick. I've seen a nigga have a little dick and he got that curve. and he hit that G spot, but he know how to move that shit. So it ain't always the size. It ain't the motion.
It's how you sign your name.
Wait, what is it? It ain't the motion.
It's how
you
sign.
But if I'm throwing it back, what if I'm riding in it?
What
if I'm riding you?
And what?
And you can't keep up.
It's just the rhythm.
Once I get on my tiptoes, you should be able to keep
period.
Up.
Not tiptoes.
Shorty got, she got the Megan Stallion like knees.
That. Oh, I get on this table and show you.
Can, what's up, bro?
Oh, no, Shut the hell up. Damn. You been getting on my nerves all night.
No, tell Shay.
Your nerves don't have to promote this.
The hell?
You said you was describing whack pussy, so I'm describing whack dick. Whack dick can't take good pussy sometimes. Nope. So, I mean.
What? But why do you feel like you, why do women feel like, all women feel like they pussy good? Why do y'all feel like that?
I don't know who, yeah, that's their business.
I mean, they should.
No, they should not.
Who walks around and says that their pussy not good?
I've heard niggas complain about, like, a woman's skin texture. Like, damn, man, that bitch was ashy as shit. Or that what bitch, her fuck? Skin wasn't soft. Literally, I've heard what that.
Oh, she had eczema.
Like,
right. you had some eczema pussy.
I didn't get into it, but I've heard niggas eczema complain, like, bad sex was the woman wasn't soft and she wasn't moisturized, right. Or, you know, like, when she was sucking dick, yeah. Like, she was using teeth and shit.
I've got some teeth. I mean, I've heard little things. I mean, I get that. Some women be ashy as shit. Maybe that isn't attractive. Like, I don't know. No offense to dark skinned women, because, bitch, I love all my shades. But light skinned women, we get ashy, but not really.
Yeah.
So that's different. And if she dark skinned and she was ashy, so
I don't give a fuck about the ass.
I mean, I don't know.
Maybe that cheap ass lotion dried up.
Oh, fucking
lotion. Because
I never seen a nigga say her
toe
polish don't match her nails. I can't fuck her.
Yeah, true.
There's some niggas that won't fuck because your bra and panty don't match.
That's what I'm saying. Some niggas are very particular.
Ooh. That nigga really coming for you.
Well, come on, baby. Come on.
What do you say?
You've been fucking with some simp ass niggas, love. If you had some real dick, that mouth wouldn't be reckless.
Baby, let me tell you something.
Oh, whoa. Hold on. It's a JK.
Let me tell you something. Make sure you see me when I say this. Look, well, I will, first of all, I will run circles around you and your daddy. That's number one. Ooh. Number two, if you knew the type of dick I had, you wouldn't be talking because it'd be in your motherfucking mouth. So I'm just trying to understand, like, this mouth, It don't stop. I don't give a fuck who I'm with. Barack Obama.
Not Barack Obama.
Your baby mama.
Not your baby.
Baby, listen. This mouth gonna go.
Raw material, goddamn.
Either a nigga gonna get in or get the fuck out. But that's the thing about a woman. I know my place when it comes to a real man. So when I start talking to a real man, I'll be quiet. So maybe you should do the same.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Period.
Okay, so we're gonna end it on that, because I like that.
Yo, guess what? So, I'm trying to see these knees.
Y'all tune in.
Hey, guess. I
want to
see what these knees are.
I'm trying to see what these knees
are. Right, go ahead.
Let's hold the table,
goddamn.
Yeah.
Bro, shit, acting up tonight, boy. Y'all niggas acting up. Hey, man, look, I appreciate.
appreciate y'all, man. I love y'all, man. Anybody who's commenting, who's in, tuned in live, I appreciate y'all. Don't take it too personal. I talk a lot of shit. I talk a lot of shit. You know, this is what I do. But
we love you, Mike Jones.
Next week. Thank you. This nigga here.
When we gonna have Mike Jones on the show?
Recording,
you
was twerking,
you
like, I'm gone.
I'm
craving. All right, so we all are. Hello, my good people.
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess it's because you have the main mic, but I don't know why it doesn't. Because 2 weeks ago, it was all of us that could hear it, but it is what it is. No worries. But we all are. Welcome again to another episode of Raw Material. To my good people who are tuned in and all that other good stuff, I appreciate y'all for being here. It was a lot of preliminary shit that was going on beforehand that y'all didn't really know about. But hopefully it's going to be a good show because...
Are you talking about me?
Nah. The one to the right of me. But yeah, so how's everybody week been going work-wise? Going on personal life? Well, fuck if you don't want to... Okay, fuck work. There that was.
Straight,
cool. Niggas is straight to the point today. Okay.
Straight.
Oh. Niggas just trying to get right into it.
Just get to it.
So my work week has been going pretty good. They about to sell my property, so within July, I don't know if I'll be employed or unemployed, but it is what it is. It's life.
What, like new management or some shit?
Yeah. Yeah, you know, they switch.
So when that happens, you're not guaranteed a job?
No.
That's
you gotta re-interview.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Got a re-interview. If they don't like you, it's just like, nah, you can go ahead.
You don't
and go.
Fit our.
Yeah, right. You don't fit our look or this, that, and third, whatever. But the management company that I work for now, they said that they bought a couple of properties, so it's just whatever. We'll see. But that deal happens the end of July. I think July 26th, to be perfectly honest. So, yeah. So since everybody just. Right on to it. So we're just gonna jump right into the goddamn
head first. Why not?
So what I wanted to talk about was basically like gender roles, right? And what I mean by that is it's like certain stuff that I feel like a man should do, certain stuff that a woman should do. I'm not a huge fan of gender roles, but I feel like it's just certain stuff is just like you should just instinctively you should just know. Like certain stuff around the house that a man should does, certain stuff around the house that a woman should does. If you're in a relationship, because
you say instinctively,
I think yeah, instinctively it should be. This is just my personal opinion. Some people just not they're not built like that to where they just understand just know it's just like hey.
I think that's how you brought up.
Yeah, I agree 100%. But is it shown or you just mimic?
You got me there.
Okay, so I have a question.
Yeah, what's up?
When you say the role that a woman is supposed to play mm-hmm. and the role that a man is supposed to play, mm-hmm. here's the problem.
Okay.
These new age men like to do this whole 50-50 split it down the middle bullshit.
Okay.
Now, the problem that I have with that is, right, you can say it's how you're raised, right?
Mm-hmm.
Back in the day, it was the man went out and bought, got the bacon, and the wife made the bacon, right?
True.
Now it's like
the woman
has to go get the bacon, make the bacon, cut the shit up on your plate, feed it to you, burp you, hold your hand, wash your hands when you're done. Like
I think why that changed because
you can't put all men in that situation.
I didn't say all men. All right. Okay, let's just start this off.
New age. What is new age men though? What?
When I speak, I'm speaking in general. I'm not putting all men in the category because a man can say a woman is a bitch. True. You're not saying every woman is a bitch. You're just saying some women are bitches.
Yeah.
I'm one of them. I'm a bitch and I can be and I will be. So what I'm saying is these new age men don't know how to conduct themselves as a man.
No, she's not drinking right now.
And do what they need to do in the household.
She's not drinking right now. At all. That's for that's 7 weeks.
You got some water?
7 weeks.
What?
I can't drink.
Oh, I missed that. I missed all that.
Yeah, yeah. She can't drink right
not
now.
Not pregnant. I'm having surgery.
Yeah, I can't drink.
Okay.
So, back to what I was about to say, because since you cleared it up for the room.
Mm-hmm.
I think this new wave, I think probably within the last probably like 10 years, I see women on this whole like feminist wave of like a woman can do the same thing a man can do. That's why the new age man has said, hey, everything is 50-50. You feel like you can go get that shit yourself? Okay, cool. Go get it.
But do you know why women do that?
No. Go try to explain it to me.
Somewhere down the line, men are becoming one of those. It's like, I got the money, so you do what I say.
Mm.
I pay the bills, so things got to be ran the way I want them to be ran. It's not a partnership. It's a dictatorship. So when that happens, a woman in her mind, we're like, well, shit, I done learned that I can do the same thing this nigga doing. So I'm going to go out here and get the bag.
Cool.
And do it on my own.
Cool.
So now you can't tell me how to move and how to do what I do. So that's the issue.
Mm.
And it's not just the man's fault. It's the woman's fault as well.
Okay, cool.
Our mindset, we get in this mindset. We get so independent like me. I've been single for 6 months, right?
Okay.
And in this 6 months, I've learned to love myself.
Okay.
I've learned to really get to a bag.
Mm-hmm.
And I've learned to like look at things a little differently. So for me, I have to calm myself down because sometimes a man is trying to talk to me and I'm like, what's your credit score?
Oh, wow.
How many baby mamas you got?
How many baby mamas you got?
Listen, the reason why I say that is because I was on a high-speed chase with somebody's baby mom.
Okay,
so the reason why I'm asking these questions is because I don't want to put myself in a situation where I got to be dealing with all the extra shit.
Oh, no, I respect that.
And I feel like credit scores are important.
Okay. If that's a requirement for you, okay, cool.
Yeah, especially if I'm going to be in a relationship with you before we even get there, we need to know that.
Okay.
The reason why is because if I want to build with you, how I'm going to build with you and you ain't got nothing to build with?
Mm.
Now, we just playing fucking games with each other.
Yeah.
I don't need to know all that. All I need to know is where your paperwork at.
Oh, got you.
That's it.
You so, good to go? Okay, cool. Yeah. Then we can do that. That's real. That's real. You real quiet. You ain't got nothing to
say? I'm listening. You got the floor. I ain't gonna, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, you okay. So you a sponge today? You trying to absorb this knowledge?
No, I'm not absorbing. I'm listening.
Okay, I think
she got a lot to say.
But I think she done with what she was saying. So now the floor is on you now.
The floor is on me. I just feel like that whole gender role is like, I think it's bullshit. If the job needs to get done, it needs to get done.
Oh, true. I agree with you 100%.
It really don't matter who does it.
I agree with you 100%. What exactly though? Let's say for example, let me throw out an example for you. Let's say you've been married before, right? And I'm sure y'all live together, right?
Yeah, I think we all know this.
Oh, okay. Catching everybody up. Some people might not know.
Yeah.
So y'all did live together, right?
We did. Yeah.
Okay. Cool. So
marriage is different though.
Okay,
marriage is different than you know, being boyfriend and girlfriend. I don't know what y'all call it these days.
Okay. Okay.
Single till you're married. But go ahead. I'm sorry.
What you say?
Single till you're married.
That's real shit.
Single till you. Oh, I'm.
But like, you know, what I'm saying. I really don't expect for my female to cook for me all the time. You know what I mean? Or
Oh, okay. I got you.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I don't respect that either. I don't respect
but
that.
But one thing she won't do is take trash out. I can't.
Yeah, me neither. I'm not.
So let me ask you a question. You said you don't want to cook for you all the time, right? I get that.
Because I know how to cook.
But she's going to work, so she shouldn't have to cook all the time.
True.
So when you say it's certain things that she don't have to do, so that means like washing clothes, folding.
I do all that.
Cleaning. So y'all split all of that
I
stuff.
Do all that.
Because see, this is my issue.
It's not about splitting. It's like I'm raised different. Like you just get it done. You do it.
Yeah, but when it comes to certain stuff like the mortgage, I just feel like my husband, not my boyfriend, not my man,
my husband should pay the mortgage.
I will pay the lights and the water. I will make sure there's groceries and miscellaneous stuff like tissue and whatever. But for the most part, I feel like the man...
Like food shopping and shit like that?
Yeah, but I feel like the man should be the head of the house and lay that foundation.
That's true. Yeah.
So if I'm paying the bills just like you, not wearing your pants, I can do it by myself. If I'm going to do that, I might as well just be alone.
I wouldn't 100% agree with that. I'm about to say why. Because it's the cliche ass line of you can't live with them and you can't live without them. I cannot live without a woman.
The fuck is wrong?
No, certain situations, no, you cannot. It's certain shit that that's brought to the table. It's just like it's a thing, a foundation though. We gotta bounce shit off each other.
Okay, let me ask you a question.
If you're in a marriage, not in just boyfriend girl.
Okay, no, that's right. If it's marriage. A marriage, I get that.
That's what I'm saying.
You gotta clear that up for the people, because the people need to know.
Marriage.
When you say you can't live without a woman. Mm-hmm. That's the problem with some women. They can't live without a man. You need to learn how the fuck will you ever know what you can do if you always stuck up under a nigga?
Oh, I agree with that.
I cannot see myself being stuck up under a nigga and I'm under his thumb. This nigga moving how he wants to and my dumb ass sitting in the house.
Working from home.
Oh. The fuck? Like, make this make sense. Like, I would never say I can't live without a man. Do I want a man? Yes, but do I need one? Fuck no.
Oh, okay, yeah. Let me clarify.
I might want you, but I don't never need you.
Yeah, let me clarify.
Because I can fuck myself as well.
That's real. Let me clarify.
Those are jokes.
I agree with you 100%.
Those are facts.
No, I'm talking about work from home. What me?
Oh, okay.
Damn, yo, stay.
Like you said, I don't need... It would be a better situation if I had a woman in the household to where, like, I'm in a marriage and stuff like that. Yes, it would be a way better situation.
It always
feels
better when there's two incomes versus just the one.
Yeah, that's basically what I'm saying.
But you gotta know how to maneuver that income.
Yeah, true.
And there needs to be communication.
Yeah.
There needs to be a goal.
Yeah.
If we're doing the same thing we were doing 2 or 3 or 4 years ago, this is not the relationship I want to be in. Mm. If you're not growing... We gotta stop.
Y'all taking notes?
I'm just saying.
I think a lot of women. This is just anything I say is opinion, because a lot of people take a lot of what I fucking say and they be like, "Oh, Quince, you bashing women."
Say what you gotta say, nigga.
Shut the fuck up. over the course of the years, women just feel like they don't need a nigga for nothing at all. It's just like, I can do everything by my fucking self. I really feel like that's just unrealistic.
I hear what you're saying. Like, we should know how to do everything on our own. Like, a woman should know how to change a tire. A woman should know how to go check her oil. A woman should know how to take out the fucking trash. A woman should know how to pay the bills. A man should know all of those same things. Like, this generation of people, you need to know everything.
Yes.
Because of the stuff that we're going through, you have to know everything. Yes. You never know. You lose the people over shit like COVID. You're losing people over gun violence and police violence. So you need to know how to do everything. I get that. But you got to put this in your mind. You don't need anyone. You were born by your fucking self.
Yeah.
You came out your mama womb, you were by yourself. There's a reason why you're born by yourself.
Only child send you.
So I don't want people to ever feel like they need somebody to get that happiness. Happiness is not something that somebody can give you. You got to have that shit in yourself.
Within, yeah, I agree with that 100%.
With somebody else,
I agree
with just that extra shit.
I agree with that 100%.
So, you know,
I'm just saying, but that's just that's
so
just
the, I got a question.
That's the climate that we live in now.
Yeah.
This nigga here, man.
I got a question.
Well, what's up, bro?
How you feel? I already know how you stand with this shit. How do you feel about women proposing to men?
Oh, hell no. Hell no. Hell no. I'm not with it.
If you get on your knee and propose to a man, that's a sorry ass nigga if he allow that shit. He ain't no man, and that shit ain't gonna last. You know why? Because he dominates you.
I'm not taking a man card.
If I ever see that shit, I'm gonna slap the shit out the ring. We're not gonna take the nigga man card.
Yo,
but she took it by proposal.
It's just becoming more and more like common now.
I've never seen it.
I'm not doing that shit. Man,
you seen it?
Not in person, but
even if you don't believe in the Bible, even if you don't believe in the word,
that don't sit
a right man with. Should find a wife, not the opposite way.
Yeah, because we the hunters.
Yeah, yeah, naturally.
We are hunting. You know?
Yeah, we are hunters.
And
yeah.
If the man ain't proposed yet, he ain't ready.
That's been the first time I seen that shit happen.
It was Jim Jones and Chrissy.
Can't carry a baby.
And I'm like, what the fuck?
That's called desperate times.
And like,
that's called desperate times and desperate
business. I can't get the nigga's face out of my head, dog. He was just sitting there like,
But he didn't even say yes.
I know. And to this day, they're not married.
Because if he would have said yes, I would have had an issue with Slim Jim. Which is their business. You know, cool, hey, whatever works for y'all, that's fine. But if I'm going to be with somebody and we're going to get married, nigga, I'm not proposing to you.
I already know how
you... Now I'm at your ring. Now, once you propose to me, I'm going to go deck your shit out. But nigga, don't be expecting that kind of shit.
But what if you dating the nigga for 8+ years?
That means he don't want to marry you.
But you still there?
That's our dumb ass.
Now hold on.
I wish I could have my husband on the line.
Hold on, hold on. I dated my wife for 7 years.
What'd you say?
And that was her fault. She stayed.
You don't really get to. So what's the time limit?
There is no time limit. But at the end of the day, if you want to lock it down, lock it down. Like, what is she not worth it?
I don't know. I think it's a time limit.
I don't say that.
Me personally,
I don't. Think
I mean, after,
three
okay.
max.
3 years.
You pushing?
3 years. 3 years. I get it. Yeah.
3 years.
I take that back.
3 years. 3 years. At 3 years, you should know. Shit. As soon as you fucking with that motherfucker for a year, you should fucking know if you want to marry
somebody or not.
You know that shit. You know if that motherfucker, you just fucking her. She just cool for the time
being. Why wouldn't you want her to share your last name if you love somebody? Why wouldn't you want to share that union with a woman that you love? Why?
I didn't been in love before. I didn't want that motherfucker to have my last name.
That's because you weren't in love. You were in lust.
Okay. Well, I guess there that is.
Now, the single until you're married. Let's talk about that.
Oh, yeah.
I'm glad you brought that back.
Let's get into that.
Yeah, let's get into it. Because
women, bitches, are trifling. Because most of the time... I said what I said, and I meant what the fuck I said. So y'all said it. You said it's raw material, right?
Raw.
Y'all said it's raw material, right? Raw. So because I said what I said, now it's a problem.
Go ahead, company.
That's cool.
Niggas is trifling too.
I said what I said. Niggas are trifling too. I'm not.
I'm a trifling ass nigga when I can be.
But here's the thing. Most of the time, when people say that whole single to you married, the only time I hear it is it comes from women. That's it. That's the only time I hear it. I got trifling ass niggas in my circle.
Men ain't man enough to tell the truth, so they ain't gonna be mad enough to say you single to you married. Men will get in a relationship, cry their motherfucking eyes out, snot everywhere, tell you they love you. And in the same motherfucking breath, text the bitch, oh, y'all, you give me some head tonight? Fuck, nigga. Bye. I'm single till I'm motherfucking married. And that does not mean, because I say I'm single, I'm going to go out here and fuck around. That does not mean. Oh, let me finish, because you said what you said had to say about the bitches. So let me tell you about the fuck niggas.
Go ahead.
Now, just because I say I'm single until I'm married does not mean that gives me a pass to go cheat. That gives me a pass to go talk to different niggas, go fuck anybody. That just means Do not put wifey motherfucking demands on me until you put a motherfucking ring on me. Don't expect me to do wifely shit for you, and you are making me a wife. And that's just that on fucking that.
You done?
Can we do that? Yo, did you make me a plate?
you done?
Did you make me a wife? The fuck?
Oh, yo, all right. You done? You done? Okay, cool. Okay. So here's the thing.
Oh, shit.
Because I didn't want to interrupt you.
Oh, shit.
You said that it doesn't give you the pass to say, I'm going to be out here running the streets and this, that, and third, right? Mm-hmm. I have been in situations to where women live by a double standard, mm-hmm. right? So if I did that, it's okay because you're single until you're married. Mm-hmm. But if I was to do that, I'm a trifling ass nigga. Okay. I mean, if I wanted to do what the fuck I wanted to do. My example is, let's say I'm going to use just us for example for what the fuck is going on. Let's say we together, right? Mm-hmm. And you're single until you're married. Mm-hmm. Let's say we've been together for
6 to 8 months,
just a time frame, whatever. No, nigga.
No. Let me get, because I'm ready. Come on.
Yeah. Let's say you go out drunk at night, whatever you do, what you do, right? But you tell me after it happens, and you just like, you know, you might apologize for it, cool, whatever. But I have to get over it, right? No, just listen. Wait, just listen. I just gave you the time.
We got off track. We're off track. Huh? Because right now it sounds like you're talking from a personal place.
Oh, no.
When I say personal, general. I mean, general. It sounds like this is coming from somewhere deeper than what we're saying, because you didn't listen to nothing I said if you're saying what you're saying right now.
No, why you said that?
I said we're single till you're married, meaning yeah. that, okay.
But I'm giving a different example.
But you're talking about going out fucking and
yeah, that, yeah, that,
I
right,
said
right,
single, and, but not doing any of that.
Right, but then I said some women live by, I've been in situations where they live by double standards. That's what I'm trying to give you the
so
example
those
of
are the
a double standard.
You don't date. The single till you marry means I'm holding you to a standard. So if you're not going to marry me, I'm giving you a time limit on when you need to do it. But don't rush, because I don't want you to do it because I'm telling you to.
Right.
But
right,
it
right,
needs
right.
to fucking happen.
Right. But I'm just giving, oh. this is just example. That's
okay. Because I'm like, I'm not fucking nobody.
Example. Just example. Okay. Just an example. That's it.
Gotcha. I was a little lost.
Yeah. Just an example.
Okay. She sounded real personal. I'm like,
No. Just an example. You go out, do what you do on some drunken, stupid shit, whatever. You come back, you apologize, or whatever. Cool, whatever. If I do the exact same thing, I'm an ancient ass nigga. You telling everybody I'm an ancient ass nigga. That's wrong. Fuck that nigga. Da, 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 da. That's what women do. That's what I've seen.
You know
I see it a lot.
You said something about a double standard, right?
Yeah.
So a man can go out and fuck 7 people, right? He's a man. That's my boy. That's my dog.
Yep,
shit. A woman go out and fuck 7. Oh, that's a hoe. That's a thot. It's
yep.
my pussy. If I want to fuck 20 niggas backwards, that's my motherfucking
yeah,
business.
Yeah. I know. I agree with you 100% on that.
I'm just saying.
I don't like that. That's a different double standard. I'm talking about the example that I gave.
But your standard don't sound right, though. It sounds like it's coming from
to
a
you?
Place. This is what I'm saying. If I say that I'm single until married, right? And I'm telling you that does not mean go out, sleep around, hang out, get drunk, and fuck somebody. First of all, I don't give a fuck how drunk you are. Most of the time,
you know exactly what the
you
fuck
know
you
what
doing.
The fuck's still going on. You
oh,
might
yeah.
be a little in and out, but you still know what's going on.
Oh, yeah. Because
I done been drunk as fuck. I'm talking about eyelash gone, didn't know what my car was. I'm just saying, I still knew what the fuck was going on. Some bits and pieces. So I'm just saying, like, your example and my example, we're in 2 different places.
Yeah, I agree.
You're
with
talking
that.
About women who say they're single to a married, which meaning they really dead ass single to a married. Like, nigga, I'm fucking who I want. But they gave you that up front, so you need to respect their space and respect what they want. Now, if I tell you,
don't be
in
for
a relationship,
then.
Exactly.
Don't come at me talking about you want this exclusive shit with me, but you want to be single
that's
till you're
different.
Married. Get the fuck out
you
of here.
You see what I'm saying? That's different.
Bye.
That's
do
different.
That. Be for the streets. That,
you see what I'm saying? That sounds like it's coming from a deeper place.
Be
that's
for
different.
The streets.
That's different. She is for the streets. I'm for the streets right now. I'm for the fucking streets. Don't try to marry me. Don't try to make me your boo. Don't try to make me your bae. I like to go out to eat. I like to go on vacations.
Okay.
I like to spend my money and your
here.
Money. But no, nigga, I'm not
money.
Having no
oh, that, that's real. That's real. She
like,
laid it out.
I'm for the fucking streets. Not saying that I'm fucking off the chain. And if I was, who gives a fuck? That's my business. But
true.
I'm telling you, like,
true.
I don't want shit. I'm talking to a nigga right now. A couple of them. I went out to eat.
A footnote. A couple of them.
The nigga called me and was like, where you at? And I'm like, with my ex-husband, about to eat breakfast. And he's like, oh, what the fuck? I'm looking at the phone like, nigga, we don't do this, so get your shit together and call me back when you get it together. We hang up, he called back. Oh, you act like a nigga. You ain't got no emotion. No, I told you what it was in the beginning.
Yeah.
I'm not lying to you. I ain't lying to him. I ain't lying to them. I'm single and I'm for the fucking streets. Don't fuck with me. I'm a beast right now. And after this surgery next month, the price is going up. So, spin the block.
If you messaging back, let them bless you.
Oh.
Well, what's going on? We don't.
She said. Oh, no, because I got her phone and it's on her.
Price is going up.
Price is going up.
Damn. Shorty, grow with it.
Price is going up.
Stocks.
Stocks, bonds.
Why let them know what
I don't know what you.
I just said big facts. That's it.
Oh, I just want to make sure. What we're not the same.
What would big facts do?
Oh, you got to look at the comments.
Oh.
Yeah.
You going to read some comments?
Oh, yeah, I will. Yeah, yeah, okay.
Yeah, because I don't see no comments.
Oh, yeah, okay. So.
You nervous over there, huh?
Rika said. Rika said, who was supposed to be here?
Don't do that.
Shame.
You said Rika?
Just make sure you know who's commenting.
What are y'all seeing?
I don't know why you can't see. That's weird. I don't know why you can't see shit. But it definitely, and then the only thing you see is from her. That's weird.
Yeah. Okay, let me see.
Women can eat more shit than Ken ever could. What?
And men.
Okay.
She meant men? Oh. Yeah.
Who wrote that?
Rika did.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you agree?
But you know what? You know, that's another thing. A nigga if we cheat on, no, don't play yourself.
I know.
Don't play yourself.
I know. I know where you about to go with
if
this shit.
If a nigga cheat on a bitch, we will cry. We will get over it. We mentally leave before we physically leave. Yeah. We will cry. My sister is completely right. If a nigga find out we cheating, oh boy, the world coming to a motherfucking end. They done cheated 20 times.
Let me tell you why it is. I'm about to tell you why it is.
Double standard. But go ahead.
No. Oh. It's not a double standard.
Speak that.
It's not a double standard at all.
So let me hear this.
If you fucking with a nigga, what did you just say? If a woman leave, what they leave
she
when
leave
first?
Mentally before she leave physically.
Cool. Right. So if you fuck with that nigga, it's deeper than fucking physical.
Exactly.
That's why it's deeper than what it is.
You should have got
what
deeper.
The fuck? If we fuck somebody, it's for sport.
That you thought with your dick and not with your head.
That's a
fish. I'm thinking about my next move, nigga. So that's why I'm deep like that.
I can throw that hoe back to the streets, man. I can throw that hoe back to the streets.
Nah. Okay.
I can throw that hoe back to the fucking streets, man.
Why she gotta be a hoe? If you fucking off,
oh my bad.
I'm
just saying in general. I'm not. I don't know them personally.
Yeah. But this is my problem right here, right?
So I don't know personally.
You thought with your dick, right? So you were just I'm a fucking get a feeling.
Yeah.
I fuck and got me some feelings.
Okay.
You ain't get no feelings. You got more than feelings. Here, you just said you left mentally. First.
I left the nigga mentally.
Come on.
I left the nigga mentally.
Right.
Yeah, I feel like it's a double standard though. Like some women just like the fuck.
Yeah.
Just the fuck.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. I'm just like the fuck.
No.
Just the fuck.
No, sir.
Some women like the fuck.
No, sir.
It's possible.
No, sir. No, sir. Not at all.
Very possible.
Not at all.
Why do you think they have people called nymphos? Some women really genuinely love fucking.
Yeah.
I knew a nympho. I knew a nympho. Yeah, that was one.
One out of how many?
Who gives a fuck how many is there? They're there. It's a
like, possible.
They out there, bro.
Yeah.
There's women out there that move like natives.
Do you not remember?
And then she kicked it to me.
What's that show? Nola Darlings? The Nola Darlings.
She kicked it to me after the fact, not knowing that she wanted way more deeper and she was a nympho.
Nah, but listen.
That's what she kicked. Listen, she was a nympho. She went to class for
it
and everything. And she wanted
more. Right now that will tell you that I fucked them. And they was the one calling like, hey, what's up? Can we meet? And I'm like, no, chill. Exactly. We meet at night.
Exactly.
Only at night. And we go into the hotel where nobody can see us.
And your feelings,
so you can't say everybody you fuck is going to be feeling. Now, I did. Remember Spin the Block? Everybody remember Spin the Block? My little friend?
Yeah.
Spin the Block? High Speed Chase. Y'all remember him?
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. Cool. So he was supposed to just be an entanglement. I caught feelings for him, you know.
Uh-huh.
Remember? Them soul ties.
Uh-huh.
I caught feelings for that nigga.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But it was easy for me to let him go when I was done having fun.
Stop. Cut it out. Cut it out.
Do you want me to call his baby mama? I will call her.
Oh, shit.
But I will fucking call her.
That was a different situation.
Let's get real.
That was a different. No. We're not doing that.
Oh, I get them on the line, both of them, baby mama and him.
Raw material is raw, but we ain't gonna get messy.
Oh, that ain't messy, that's raw. Because it's messy if it's doing it behind their back.
Oh, true.
I told her I was fucking her nigga and I wasn't gonna stop.
Why do you feel like that?
Oh.
I really wanna know.
Why you feel like what?
Like, are you saying all women, when they have sex with a man,
it's deeper, yes.
Oh my God.
Yes. That no woman has showed me different.
Okay.
You don't know every woman.
The women that I've been around, friends, talked to, whatever, it's way deeper. All
right.
Way deeper. Can talk that shit all day, every day, but it's really deeper than that.
I've been with some women, boy. They fuck shit out of me, put this shit on and bounce.
Somebody said in the comments, once a man cheat, and we find out, that shit'll never be the same.
It's never.
Oh,
yeah, no. Or, once somebody leaves, let's say y'all in a relationship. Right? Let's say y'all in a relationship by, 5 years, 4 years, whatever.
Okay, so I got, look.
Let me finish my goddamn statement. Shit, y'all niggas been talking long enough.
My bad, dog.
Hurry up, babe, because I got to
ask. Once somebody leave the relationship and come back, it's different, too. Time.
Putting together broken
glass. Oh, yeah, because it's terrible at that point.
That's like dropping a plate.
Because you try.
When you put it back together, that shit never feels
bad. Now, yeah, hey, listen, because that situation that you was dealing with, you ain't over that.
Okay. My gloves is good. Me and you good. This person right here in these comments, I'm going to tear that ass up.
Hold on. Let me read it. Hold on. Okay, so let me tell you about it. So I met him on Instagram. His name is It's Mike Jones.
Shout him out.
It's Mike Jones. Ooh. I met him. It's Mike. You stupid. It's Mike Jones. Oh, so
what up, Mike?
I think he found me because I had did a promotion, and I think he lived from my. I think he lived in Detroit. He was supposed to be asked to be on the show like last month, but he did. I guess scheduling conflict.
Let me get him.
Okay,
what Mike Jones say, man?
Right.